Yeah.
Yes.
What about?
A bucket for carrying scraps and things to to pigs.
Yeah. Slop bucket. Mm-hmm. That's a good word.
Yeah. Yeah, they really.
I guess
that's a good terminology.
Everyone talk about
slopping the hogs.
Commentation in English class.
That's a good term. Of course, it's now a slop jar or something different now.
Mm-hmm. What do you use that for?
Under your bed. Mm-hmm. If you don't go to the outside toilet, you use a slop jar. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a bad thing. But in the old homes, like Washington's home in Mount Vernon, that's all they used up there. Mm-hmm. And they had slaves to haul that thing out.
You know, my grandmother still lives in the country in Butler County, Alabama, and they have a indoor toilet, but it's way in the back of the house and off the porch.
Right.
You have to get cold. Mm-hmm. But then, so her husband still keeps slop jar under the bed. I hadn't seen one in, mm-hmm. I hadn't even thought of that in years until last summer.
Right. Then also by the bed they have a bowl. A wash bowl by the bed, usually also with a pitcher, you know. And they're very decorative, and you can buy those now for about $200, you know, per set. Mm-hmm. You might have seen those too.
Mm-hmm. We talked about those implements like that. What are some of the kinds of utensils that a woman would have in the kitchen? What are the things that she would have? Eating utensils and cooking utensils also.
Okay. Well, she'd probably have an iron skillet. You know, with a lid, which we call a Dutch oven, you know, more or less, made of cast iron, would be a good thing to have. We don't have one at our house, but we need to need one. We have stainless steel, which is modern, you know.
You still call it a skillet?
I really do. Mm-hmm. Frying pan, skillet. Also, we have kettle.
What do you use that for?
To heat water in. And, we have various pots and pans and bowls and forks, spoons, and knives.
And now, woman's best dishes, she usually calls that a quarter.
Her best dishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should go a lot of times, especially nowadays, before women get married, you have to go down and pick out their
husband. Oh, yeah. Their best china, I guess you'd say.
Have you ever seen these kind of little eggs made out of that china?
Yes, I have.
What did they call those?
Darn if I know. I always wondered. They're useless, not that much. They don't give anything.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to brighten up your room, you know, you might go out and cut some flowers. What would you put those cut flowers in?
To a vase.
Yeah. Now, if you had something that you planted, mm-hmm. what would you call things you plant in?
Just having a planter in the house? Mm-hmm. Pot?
And now a woman, after she washes the dishes, she has to do what to them? She has to
rinse them.
What do you call the thing, the piece of cloth that she would use to wash the dishes with? What's your term for that?
Well, I still call it a wash rag because my mother called it that. Mm-hmm. And that's my terminology now, mm-hmm. wash rag. Washcloth.
And what about the one you dry the dishes with?
That's a drying rag. Mm-hmm. A drying rag. We have a fancy little towel, so we use. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about the one you wash your face with?
That's a washcloth, too. Washcloth now. Or a wash rag. One of the two. It's quite a nice feel. If I want to revert back to my youth, I call it a wash rag.
And what about the thing you would dry off with?
Towel.
I still call them dishware and washer, right?
Yes.
I guess I use that. Used to, years ago, if you wanted to buy flour, you would buy it in what?
In a sack.
What would that be made of?